Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. We start the second half of 2022 answering this question. What's up with former Full House co-star Dave Colaire? Well, he's coming back to Sitcom Land July 7th with Live Plus Local, a radio satire on Pure Flix. Creator and showrunner Dan Merchant joins me next. Also ahead, no Field of Dreams at Peacock, no Olympic Channel after September 30th, Magnum PI's new NBC Life, our classic trivia question, and at the halfway point of this year, a backward, forward viewpoint of TV 2022. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. I present on Spotify, the iRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Burple, Reason, Acast, and starting today, Google Podcasts. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to all the good stuff whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Hello to you, you, and especially you on this 1st of July, 2022, start of the second half of this year, and a kickoff to the July 4th holiday weekend. Wherever you are, we thank you for making us part of your weekend start and joining us for the program all about TV's current and future. 87 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. Very excited about kicking off the July 4th weekend with ballroom dancing at Lincoln Center as part of Summer for New York. George Jesus Minkley Ballroom Orchestra will be on hand for that, which kicks off at 6 p.m. local time. We have a great guest in store for you, and we invite you to be part of the program. And before we get into other things, again, I want to welcome those of you that are joining us for the first time on Google Podcasts, our brand-new podcast affiliate. So thank you, Google, for joining our wonderful, growing, expanded group of podcast affiliates wherever you are, and we hope you make us a regular habit on Google Podcasts. For those who don't know, what you got to do is to go to podcast.google.com, put in Tomorrow Be Televised on the search bar, and you'll get our latest episode and more recent episodes right there at podcast.google.com. And if you have a question or comment for today's episode, what you got to do is pick up the phone and dial it in. Here's the number you use, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. We've got our chat room open for business as well. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. We expect to have Dan Merchant, the creator and showrunner with Live Plus Local, coming next week on Pure Flix. We hope to have him join us after these news notes. And because we have so many news notes today, it's been a busy July 1st, we're going to divide the section into two parts, part one now, and then our quickie section after the bottom of the hour. In a dramatic flip-flop, Peacock will not go ahead and turn Field of Dreams into a scripted television series. The decision, which at this hour Peacock has not offered comment about, comes 11 months after NBC Universal's mega-content service greenlighted the project. According to several entertainment news sites, Field was ready to start production in Iowa sometime this August, with 7 episodes written and ready for filming. Executive producer Michael Schur and Universal Television are talking to other mega content players about getting Field off the ground. I'll have more to say about this later in today's episode. Another NBC Universal property, the Olympic Channel, is preparing to turn off for good September 30th. The basic cable place for coverage of Olympic sports between Olympic Games launched 5 years ago with backing and investment from the U.S. Olympic Committee. An NBC sports official says plans for Olympic content post-September will be announced this fall. A few possibilities, presenting events and other coverage on USA Network, CNBC, Bravo, and yes again, Peacock. Magnum PI, the reboot, lives again. After CBS pulled an upfront week surprise, dropping the popular reboot after 4 seasons mid-May, NBC will keep the series going for 20 more episodes that will play next year in 2024. Jay Hernandez will return as Thomas Magnum, and the production team led by co-creator Eric Guggenheim is expected back as well. We're just starting the second half of 2022, as I mentioned a moment ago, and with less than half of July 1st remaining, there's already 3 series cancellations to deal with. Tom Swift, the CW's latest adventure tale, will exit after 1 season. We had the executive producing creators on this program about a month ago. Paramount Plus chopped Why Women Kill from Desperate Housewives creator Mark Cherry after 2 seasons. And Amy Poehler tune Duncanville is a wrap on Fox after 3 Sunday night seasons. We will have more news notes after the bottom of the hour. We are still expecting Dan Merchant, the creator and showrunner of Live Plus Local, the new sitcom that takes place at a Christian radio station, starring Dave Coulet. You know him, of course, as the co-star with Bob Saget, the late Bob Saget of Full House on ABC. Later on, did an America's Funniest People show that I think he co-hosted with Arlene Sorkin that ran a year or two on ABC as well. And this is his first sitcom in quite some time. So, Dan, if you're listening, give us a call, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see you're ready to go, we will have you on the air. In a moment, we're going to go forward and do our classic trivia question segment. First, I want to let you know that next week we won't be with you on Monday as we usually are because, of course, it's the July 4th holiday weekend. We want to give you that Monday to wrap it up in beautiful shape. So we'll be on next Tuesday and Friday at this very hour, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And coming away on Friday's episode, you'll meet one of the deans of television and entertainment publicity. His name is Dan Hattery. I've known him for a long, long time, and he's about to come out with a brand new book about his exploits in Hollywood called Flirting with Fame. We'll have him on to talk about his exploits in the world of television, and maybe we'll ask him what's the best TV show he's ever publicized, and yes, if he wants to, what's the worst, or close to worst. Dan Hattery from Flirting with Fame, the new book coming out in a few weeks. He'll be with us next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Swabby Televised, and we will offer the book as an upcoming classic trivia prize. All right, so while we're waiting still for Dan Merchant, let's do that classic trivia segment. We introduce the question at the top of the week, and if you're first with the correct answer, you have to do it by email, you'll win two prizes. One is the best-selling novel, The Unexpected Danny Green, by a recent TWT guest, Paul Freeman, a former TV executive-turned-novelist, and the talk is that it may become a television series before too long, based on the public reaction to the book. Plus, the Nickelodeon Loud House Christmas card set. Both prizes can be yours if you know the answer to this question. On the current revival of You Bet Your Life, starring Jay Leno, which will go into a second season syndication this fall, if you say the secret word, your partner does, how much do you get? Again, on the current revival of You Bet Your Life with Jay Leno, how much do you and your partner win if you say the secret word? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you first get the correct answer, you will win both prizes. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow morning, yes, during the July 4th holiday weekend if need be. We'll post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. So all those of you listening to us for the first time on Google Podcasts, you can play along too. What you got to do is email me the answer, and if you're first with it, you get those prizes. And, of course, we'll mention you as the winner on an upcoming Tomorrow Be Televised, the current one that we have. So, again, one more time, here is the question on the new revival of You Bet Your Life. That's the famous Groucho Marx show. Now Jay Leno is running it, goes into a second season in syndication on local stations this fall. How much do you and your partner win if you say, either of you say, the secret word? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. If you're first with the right answer, you win. Again, if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in. So do so, and all the very best. Again, we are still waiting Dan Merchant, the creator and showrunner of Live Plus Local, the new sitcom starring Dave Coulet, also starring Emily Pendergast. It will premiere next Thursday, July 7th, on PureFlix. That is the service available on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles. Started out as a movie service. Now it's doing original shows, this being the latest. And Dan is the creator and showrunner of the program. And so, Dan, if you're hearing us, we're waiting for you to chime in. So give us a call, 646-652-2906, 646-652-2906. And as soon as we hear from you, we'll get you on the air. So while we wait, let's do our message from Audible.com, our sponsor, and then we'll be back hopefully with Dan, or we'll move on to something else. If you are a fan of classic literature, one of the greatest pieces of literature ever is The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas. It's a wonderful adventure tale, a lot of great daring do, a lot of heroic chivalry, all sorts of great stuff. And if you've never had a chance to experience The Count of Monte Cristo in different ways, or Cristo, excuse me, no, not Crisco, not like Crisco oil, it's Cristo, C-R-I-S-T-O, well, here's a way you can do it. You can get the audiobook version, the new one that just came out, that's available to you through Audible.com. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 250,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, all of our podcast sites, yes, including our new one, Google Podcasts, as well as our website, tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. All you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. And when you do, you get a one-month trial. You get one free audio book of your choice. You get great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And you also get, while supply lasts, very important and very vital health and wellness information. Plus, listen to this. If you're already a Prime customer, an Amazon Prime customer, you get two audiobooks for your trial of one. The other book comes from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio productions, podcast series, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway and regional theater, great one-woman and one-man shows, and a whale of a lot more. Plus, if you decide as a Prime member to sign up with Audible.com, for a limited time only, you get not one, not two, 3 months. Your first 3 months are gratis, free. That's right. If you sign up after your one-month trial, your first 3 months are free. And by the way, Audible.com, no matter what, makes a great gift. 4th of July, any holiday, any time of the year for you or someone you love. So for all the details, go to audibletrial.com/televised. I promise you, it's great, great reading. And, of course, it also shows you how audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. Believe me, it's a great listen anytime, anywhere. All right, we are still waiting for Dan Merchant, the creator and showrunner of Live Plus Local, which will be premiering next Thursday on PureFlix. And by the way, if you want more details about the show, just in case Dan is unable to be with us today, go to PureFlix.com. That's PureFlix.com. So we'll keep on going. And again, as soon as Dan calls in and I see he is ready to go on my computer screen, we will have him on the program. So right now, let's continue, and we'll do it with a comment that goes back to the first news note we brought you at the top of the hour, and that is about Field of Dreams. When Peacock announced last August that they were giving a new scripted series version of one of my favorite movies of recent years, Field of Dreams, I was over the moon. Field of Dreams, starring Kevin Costner, written and directed by the brilliant Phil Alden Robinson, brilliant musical score by James Horner. It's one of the great family movies of all time. It's a film that is great for anybody at any age. You don't have to be a baseball fan to enjoy it. It's become really a real, I think, looking glass of our times, or times as we want it. The last performance on film for Burt Lancaster, great performance by James Earl Jones in a supporting role. A wonderful movie on every level. Amy Madigan co-starring. Luminous, absolutely luminous. And when Peacock decided, we are not only going to make this a series, but we're going to have one of the best creative producers around, Michael Schur, who's been involved with shows like The Good Place, which won the Peabody Award, Rutherford Falls, now in its second season on Peacock, Hacks, which won the Emmy Award last year and looks like will be a contender this year. You had a sense that this was going to be in great hands, not to mention the fact that they were going to shoot as much of the program in Iowa, if not at the actual location the film was made, very close. So imagine my incredible shock to wake up this morning and learn that Peacock went and did an about-face and decided Peacock is not going to bat with Field of Dreams. And let me be very clear again that as we speak, about 14 minutes now after the hour, wherever you are, that Peacock or its parent NBC Universal has not made public any reason whatsoever why this show is not going forward. Not to mention the fact, why was this decision made about a month before the show was going to start filming, with 7 scripts already written and approved, a cast almost set to go, a crew pretty much set to go, and Michael Schur, you know, all in to oversee? I don't get it. I really don't get it. This was a slam dunk for Peacock. And now they just threw it away. To me, this was an absolute disgraceful decision. And the good news is that now Peacock can get off to first base, pardon the pun, and have a grand slam opportunity with somebody else. I would be shocked if not every major mega content service is on that phone with Michael Schur and the folks at Universal Television to get this show back on track. Whether it is Apple TV Plus, Netflix, YouTube or YouTube Television, HBO Max, Disney Plus, Netflix, Amazon Freevee, Amazon or Prime, as I like to call it now, Topic, Crackle, maybe even the Roku channel, or maybe even a smart TV set provider like Samsung or Vizio or LG. I would be shocked if this isn't picked up somewhere, because this is one of those programs. This Field of Dreams is one of those franchises, properties, whatever you want to say, that works with any mega content service, any major programming service. Whoever gets out of Peacock's hands and into theirs is going to fly. It's going to be a grand slam. I have no doubt about it. Again, I'm absolutely disturbed by Peacock's decision, and I'd love to know, I'd love to be a fly on the wall to find out why it was made and what went to this. Because, again, it looked like this was going to happen. So I have a hunch that at all these mega content services, maybe someone we don't know about, even Pureflix, by the way, I think could benefit from having a Field of Dreams. Why not? It's a terrific show. It's a terrific film. And again, from what I understand, the scripts under Michael Schur's supervision, and he wrote some of them, are marvelous. They really hit the spot. They hit the tone of the movie. So I really hope that Field of Dreams pops up. And I would not be surprised if somebody makes a deal when we come back on the air next Tuesday afternoon. Would not be surprised at all. I jump at the chance right now. If I was an executive at any of these main content services or another programming service, I would jump at the chance and offer anything, maybe the moon, to have Field of Dreams be part of my team. So everybody who was looking forward to seeing this show on Peacock, maybe we won't be devastated for long. I like to see sometimes the glass half empty rather than half full rather than half empty. And I'm pulling for Field of Dreams to get up to the plate, pardon the pun again, the baseball pun, and slam that ball for a great run somewhere on television. It's a wonderful franchise. It's great for people at any age. And I have no doubt wherever it lands, it will be a winner. Excuse me. We're going to give Dan Merchant another couple of minutes to come on our program. And if for whatever reason Dan cannot be with us, we will reset him for sometime next week or later in July. Again, Dan is the creator and showrunner of Live Plus Local. It's the new sitcom about life at a radio station, starring Dave Coulet in what is probably his first major comedy series since Full House, his great time with the late Bob Saget, and co-starring Emily Pendergast. The program premieres this coming Thursday, July 7th, on Pureflix. It's a service available on smart TV sets and smart devices as well as multi-channel bundles. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to start a comment that we were going to do in the second half hour. We'll start it now. We'll then do a pause for web identification at the bottom of the hour. We'll then do the News No Quickies, and then we'll do the second half of the comment. And it's hard to believe, really it's hard to believe, that we are already in the second half of 2022. What a television year it has been. So I thought today would be a great day to take a breath, pause, and particularly for those of you that are newcomers to our program, especially our new folks listening on Google Podcasts, to sort of give you a top five rundown of what I think were the key developments of the first half of this year, and then the top five developments I see ahead that you should pay attention to. By the way, this is not in order of anything. It's just five that popped up. So here are my top five developments so far of 2022. The first one, smart TV sets and smart TV devices becoming content and channel creators. You look at the Roku channel. They're now creating television series. They're creating specials. They're creating documentaries. You look at Samsung and Vizio and LG. They are now not just aggregating channels. They are creating new television networks. And so far, so good. LG is doing an NCAA championship channel. Vizio has had this group called Features. Two of them have gotten very good followings around the country. Polaris, which is a hip-hop channel we feature on this program twice. And Food and Flight, which I hope we will do. An interesting mix of food and travel programming. It's spreading all over the place. It ties in with this incredible lineup of fast free export channels that are like busting loose all over the place. Development number two, the growth of multi-channel bundles, whether it is Fubo TV, Zumo, Tubi, Philo, Pluto TV, Local Now, Stir, ViewIt, et cetera, these multi-channel bundles have become the new centerpiece of television. They are growing and going all over the place. They're getting great viewership response, great advertising response, and they are also responsible, because of their capacity and capability, going through smart sets and devices, of offering more and more original channels produced by a wide variety of independent players, many of whom you have heard on this program over the last 6 months. It's really been incredible, and more of them are coming, and more of these channels are offering to some degree or to a big degree original content. So it's giving more and more people a chance to participate in the television medium. Number three, maybe, just maybe, we have started the era of interactive television. Interactivity is perking up. Netflix looks like it's back on track. In April, they did their daily interactive tune quiz trivia quest. We don't know if that's going to be back for a second go-around. Hopefully, we'll hear before too long. There are other interactive shows in the works, both series and specials there. There is talk about more interactive programming coming from other places. We have the rise of interactive fitness services such as Peloton, Beachbody, Apple Fitness Plus, and we have the growth of interactive ads where you can, let's say, choose the ad you want to see before it goes on, pause ads, binge ads, and ads where you can order for more call up more information for products or services. And speaking of interactivity, number four is the dramatic emergence of telehealth on television. This is a story that started almost 2 years ago. We talked to a company called MedSign. And this year, it has really taken off. LG, for example, on a smart TV set, is offering two interactive telehealth services, both of which we have covered on this program, Independa and MayaMD. And with MayaMD, it's with Independence, the opportunity to talk one-on-one, video chat-wise, with a doctor or a physician about your medical situation, to also coordinate going to your pharmacy and picking up whatever prescriptions you need, or just getting information. And in the case of MayaMD, using artificial intelligence, video artificial intelligence, talk to a 24/7 humanoid on your TV screen who can answer any medical question you like. And if you're with us on Wednesday, we showcased another addition to this group of companies. It's a company involving Comcast, the nation's largest cable operator and the parent of NBC Universal, which seems to be the major newsmaker today in several ways. The company is called Quill Health. We had Karina Edwards on Wednesday, who was the chief executive officer of that company. And Karina Health, Quill Health, that was put together in part by Comcast, is now, through Comcast, both their cable systems and through their X-Class sets available all over the country at fine stores everywhere, a telehealth service. And they're doing it with support from another company called PeoplePower, which is using artificial intelligence to make the service fly. And Gene Wong, who is the chief science officer and the chairman of that company, was also with us on Wednesday. If you missed that episode, which also had a wonderful, I think, discussion about the role that AI can play in television beyond telehealth. Please go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Go to any of our podcast sites or our website. Check it out. I think you will be really engaged with that venture. So telehealth, coming on strong, a very, very big deal. And finally, number five, the upheaval in syndicated daytime talk shows. For the first time in a very long while, a lot of daytime talk variety shows are saying bye-bye this summer. Ellen DeGeneres, Maury, The Real, The Doctors, Nick Cannon, Wendy Williams, who will be replaced by Sherry Shepherd. We haven't had this in a long, long time. You are going to see a real upending of daytime talk. And this fall, we're going to have Jennifer Hudson. Sherry Shepherd is taking over for Wendy Williams. And we have a number of other possibilities. And there is also a good chance that we're going to see more and more television stations launch 3 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. and 4 p.m. local newscasts to replace shows like Ellen. Also, one thing we want to find out is, will Ellen continue their digital work, and will it become a service on smart TV sets and smart devices? I really believe that Ellen Tube should have been a smart TV set device. They had their chance and didn't take it. Maybe they will now with her syndicated show wrapping up after 17 great years. So there you have it, my top five developments of 2022. I'd like to hear what your top five are at this point. Email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and where you're from. You can also check in with me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Facebook and LinkedIn is Simon Applebaum, and Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's the UBC Simon, TWBT. Also, you know that we have a website, tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. That's tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. You can not only get our latest episodes there, but at the bottom of the home screen, it gives you an opportunity to talk back. Is there a question that you'd like to ask me about TV, about any of the guests we have on, the topics we discuss, the commentaries we do, the news notes we present? Put it down there. And if we respond to your question on this program, you, of course, get credit for it. So once again, you'll find that feature, and I hope you use it, at tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. And once again, I want to acknowledge Google Podcasts for being our latest podcast affiliate, joining the ranks of people like the iRadio Podcast Network, Acast, Spotify, Amazon Music, which, by the way, gets us on Vizio Smart TV sets, Apple Podcasts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So thank you, Google Podcasts. Thanks to all of you tuning in there. And we will move on. And incidentally, if there's a podcast site you like that isn't taking our program, let me know and talk to them. And drop them a line. Let them know you'd like to hear this program there. And drop me a line, and we'll talk. We'll try to communicate with those folks. And who knows? They may be our next podcast affiliate. You never can tell. When we come back, we will have the second half of our look back, look ahead at 2022 television. I'll give you my thoughts of the top five developments ahead. And also, we'll do one more time the classic trivia question of the week. So that is all coming up. And, oh, yeah, news note quickies, too. So we'll get to all that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are listening to the best internet radio in the galaxy, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, TuneIn.com. Together, reaching over 70 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Tomorrow on BTR, check out Post Time with the Green. It's the weekend update on what's happening in the world of sports. A lot of great comment about what is going on with everything from the new PGA Tour competition golf tour, which is going on in Portland, Oregon as we speak, to what's happening with Major League Baseball, soccer, Major League Soccer, everything. Post Time with the Green happens tomorrow. 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 8:30 a.m. Pacific. That's Post Time with the Greek, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 8:30 a.m. Pacific, right here, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget Best BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Be Televised on this first day of the second half of 2022, July 1st. Thank you for making us part of the start of your fantastic 4th of July holiday weekend. We hope it kicks off and stays great for you. Simon Applebaum with you live from New Weather York. Great to have you with us. 88 degrees at the bottom of the hour. Again, welcome to those of you just joining us on our brand-new podcast affiliate, Google Podcast, at podcast.google.com. Unfortunately, it looks like Dan Merchant is not going to be with us today. Apparently, there was some sort of breakdown along the way between where we are and where he is. We'll find out what it is, and we will invite him to come on the program either next Tuesday or next Friday, as soon as we go off the air. And once again, I want to remind you that his program is Live Plus Local, starring Dave Coulet and Emily Pendergast. It premieres next Thursday, July 7th, on PureFlix. It's a network that runs on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles near you. And for more details about the promo online, you go to PureFlix.com. It's PureFlix.com. Coming up, we will have News No Quickies, the second half of my commentary about looking back and looking ahead at TV 2022. We'll also do one more time our classic trivia question of the week with two prizes in play. So, while we have you now, let's go and do, as we promised at the top of the hour, News No Quickies after the bottom of the hour. Netflix is teaming with Stranger Things overseer Sean Levy and actress Gemma Chan for a miniseries version of the upcoming novel The Moon Represents My Heart. Chan's breakthrough TV role, you might remember, was in the 2015-2018 AMC series Humans, and I think we had the creator of that show on our program way back then. Smithsonian Channel is on new Leader Watch this afternoon, following the resignation this morning of Senior Vice President James Booth III. Before he joined with Smithsonian Channel, he was a producer at PBS NewsHour, also was involved with Nightline. He joined the Paramount-led service in December of 2020. Best foot forward, Apple TV Plus's new family-friendly comedy about a middle school student with a prosthetic leg begins on July 22nd. It's based on a best-selling book. And Firing Line ends its fifth PBS season tonight, Herbert Hoover as the host. Again, most PBS stations run it tonight. I believe it's either 8:30 or 9 p.m. Eastern time. So check your local listings. And congratulations to Margaret and the crew for starting year five tonight of Firing Line. And that is news notes for today. All right. Once again, let's give you our classic trivia question of the week. If you came in at the bottom of the hour, and if you first with the correct answer, you will win the best-selling novel, The Unexpected Danny Green, by recent guest on this program, Paul Freeman, TV executive-turned-novelist. A lot of people think that it's so good, it may become a television series not too far down the road. And also in play, the Nickelodeon Loud House Christmas card set, based, of course, on the popular cartoon, long-running cartoon series. Again, here's the question. On the new version of You Bet Your Life, the classic game show, this time starring Jay Leno, going to a second season this fall in syndication on local TV stations. If you or your partner say the secret word, how much do you get? If you or your partner say the secret word on the new version You Bet Your Life, how much do you get? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you purchase the correct answer, you will win both of those prizes. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post a question tomorrow morning on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. However you get in, play in and win today, and all the very best. And now let's go back to our commentary that we paused at the bottom of the hour about the what's happening so far in TV 2022. And what may happen, and what we're looking forward to. So here's my list now of the top five developments ahead that you should pay attention to. Again, it's not in any particular order. Number one, the beginning of the shoppable TV ad universe. Roku, maybe NBC Universal, and other organizations this summer will launch shoppable TV ads, where you will be able to watch an ad for a product or service. And you will be able, when a call-in pops up on the screen and invites you to say, do you want to order this product or service, you can use your voice or your voice remote to say, okay, click it, and you start the process. And guess what? You don't need to use a smartphone. You don't need to use a tablet. You don't need to use a PC. You don't need a Q-code. It's all taken care of through the television set. And Roku, in a matter of weeks, is going to launch this with a number of advertisers, including the nation's largest retailer, Walmart. And NBC Universal is working on this in a project called Checkout, pretty much the same deal. Bet you that other companies are also working on this. This is a huge, huge development. If Roku and NBC Universal and others can perfect this ability for you to order products and services with your voice, with your voice remote, with your remote control of the television set, and do it all in one process, it is going to open up a marketplace like you've never seen before. We're talking about a new marketplace for television in the neighborhood of multiple billions of dollars. A brand new revenue stream for television. And a great new way, a potentially great new way, for you to order products and services. Imagine the ability to order anything from Walmart through your television set, anything from Amazon, anything from Costco, any product from Procter & Gamble or Unilever, the growing plant-based food and product industry, or services like HomeAdvisor, or using Expedia, services like Kayak, Carvana, Vroom, etc. Not to mention delivery services like Grubhub, or Seamless, or FreshDirect, etc. This is a universe changer for television. And it may be, because going back to the fact that it looks like we may be in the interactive television era, this may be the big stimulus for an interactive TV marketplace, an interactive advertising marketplace, an interactive commerce marketplace, all working together. So that's number one, the birth of the shoppable TV era. Development number two, game hubs. Samsung, LG, and others, smart TV set makers, plan this before the end of this year to come out with game hubs, where you can play games without a console. You will not need a PlayStation. You will not need an Xbox. You will not need Nintendo to play these games, high-quality games. You will be able to play them, maybe with other players, with your voice remote, or with a wireless controller that you aim at the television set. Again, it's all without a console. Not only that, but it looks like Microsoft and Xbox will enter the smart TV marketplace and also put their games on a cloud gaming service. And by the way, we already have situations like Google Stadia and Apple Arcade. When these game hubs get operational, as was promised during the Consumer Electronics Show back in January, it means that chances are Apple Arcade and Google Stadia and other such cloud gaming services are going to get a lot more play through television sets than any other device. So keep your eye on game hubs and when they come out. This is big. And let me give you a two-way development. Smart home TV hubs, where the TV set becomes the way or a major way that you can control a lot of other things in your home or apartment, from your air conditioning to managing energy, your home security system, your webcams, your front door, all sorts of things. Back in January, Samsung also announced, and we talked about this on Wednesday's show, that they are launching a project called Home Hub, which would be a personal video assistant that will help you with all sorts of situations in your home or apartment. Now, they just sort of gave us a taste of what this was all about and didn't give us a lot of details. Hopefully, in the next 6 months, they will. And we're going to see how far along they are in putting this together. And let's also keep in mind that Samsung is also part of a group called HCA, the Home Connectivity Alliance, that is trying to coordinate an interoperable smart home system of hubs, including the television set. We are again inviting Samsung to come on this program and talk about Home Hub, and we are also inviting the Home Connectivity Alliance to come on this program and talk about what they're doing and the role TV will play in their organization. So Game Hubs, Xbox TV, their plans, and smart home TV hubs. Number three, the premiere of The Lord of the Rings. By far, the one new television series that everybody is awaiting. We've waited years for this. Obviously, the success of the movies just, you know, extends the wait longer. Amazon is launching this in early September. They have spent $405 million about this. They've already given it a second season. Believe me, there's a lot writing on this for Amazon and for the TV industry in general. This is a possible franchise in the making. This is a possibility of multiple series in the making if this goes and goes great with the audience. The word is that the show looks spectacular. Question is, for all the Tolkien fans out there and Lord of the Rings movie fans out there, will it satisfy their interest? That's the main question. That's the rub. From what I hear, the trail is good. We'll see. But this premiere is going to be the one that everybody will be talking about. And trust me, if this works, A, more Lord of the Rings series and spinoffs, more interest in the other works of J.R.R. Tolkien, and more interest in franchises of a fantasy nature. There is already talk, by the way, of the idea of a series of television series, new TV series based on the work of Robert Howard, the man behind Conan the Barbarian, Solomon Kane, and so forth. So there is a lot writing on Lord of the Rings, premiering early September on Amazon Prime Video. Development number four, the new ad-supported format of Netflix and Disney Plus. It's very possible that by the end of this year, both of these mega content services will have ad-supported formats starting. Trust me, a lot of advertisers out there are awaiting with bated breath the full details of what these two organizations are going to do. How many ads per hour, what kind of ads will be accepted, et cetera, et cetera, and where will they be placed? I would assume that both of these organizations know one thing off the bat. What they can't do is what broadcast stations and broadcast networks and cable networks are doing that have turned a lot of people off and turned them into the mega content services and these fast ad-supported channels and these multi-channel bundles, which is 18 to 20 minutes an hour, any time of the day, of ads and promos. Too many ad breaks an hour, too many ads in each break an hour. And it's getting worse. And I hope Netflix and Disney Plus realize that's not the formula you duplicate if you want to make this work. It's got to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 5 minutes an hour, 5 minutes tops, and no break lasting longer than a minute. Maybe for one break, 90 seconds. And that's it. A lot of people in the ad world are waiting to hear what they're going to do. And trust me, if they like what they hear, they are going to jump in and jump in big. And I do believe that advertised support in a limited way, in an inventive way, in an interactive way, and maybe tying in the shoppable TV ad experience, it could be a slam dunk great deal for both organizations, Netflix and Disney+. And the fifth development to watch out for the second half of this year, it's another Amazon one, the beginning of Thursday Night Football on Amazon. For the first time, a National Football League event, a weekly event, will not be running on broadcast, will not be running on cable. It will be running on a mega content service, Thursday Night Football, with Al Michaels and Kurt Herbstreit doing play-by-play and commentary, and Clarissa Thompson hosting the pre-halftime post-game shows. This is going to be a must-watch development, not just for sports fans, but for the TV industry. If Thursday Night Football can pull anywhere near the audience it pulled on CBS or Fox, the NFL and every professional sports league is going to take a big look at what they can do with mega content services and what kind of packages they can carve out, regular season or playoff or both, in the years ahead. It's a big deal. And you better believe that Amazon is going to raise the roof on getting this thing launched Labor Day week in a big way. I think they have picked great people so far to be part of this on camera and off camera. Again, everybody from the NFL to Major League Baseball to the NBA and so forth, they are watching this very carefully. And they're also watching the Peacock Major League Baseball Sunday morning, late Sunday morning set of games, Apple TV Plus with their Friday Night Baseball doubleheaders, and the new deal that Apple TV Plus has done with Major League Soccer. And let's not forget 5A, NFL Sunday Ticket. The word is that Apple TV Plus and Amazon and maybe Disney all have dibs on getting the NFL Sunday Ticket package away from DirecTV. And that will be interesting to see who gets that and whether that will be part of an ad-supported format for the first time. So there you have it. Top five developments so far this year. Top five developments to come the second half of this year. No question, the second half is going to be one, like the first half, one wild roller coaster ride. And I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Love to hear. So go right ahead and email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on social media. Love to have the continue the conversation with you. Love to hear your thoughts. If you want to use our website, Tomorrow Be Televised at onpodium.com, do so and use the bottom of the screen to pose your question or give your comment. If we use your question or comment on the air, of course, we will give you the credit. All righty. Again, it looks like we will not have Dan Merchant from Live Plus Local on our program today. We will find out what happened. We apologize for the breakdown, however it was caused, and we will have him hopefully on next week. And speaking of next week, I want to remind you that we wish you Tuesday and Friday of next week at this very hour, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Coming up next Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we'll have the author of the brand-new book coming up, Flirting with Fame. He's one of the top PR people in the business, and he has done work for many a television show, classic, neon classic, and whatever. His name is Dan Hattery, and we'll speak with him on our program, and we'll offer his book, Flirting with Fame, coming out in a few weeks. We'll offer his classic trivia prize. And then, a week from Monday on the program, we will have the executive producer of Shark Fest on Nat Geo, which is going into its 10th anniversary later this month. And this year, it's going to be presented not only on Nat Geo, but on ABC, Hulu, Disney+, other places as well. Tracy Rudolph Jackson, the executive producer of Shark Fest on National Geographic, she'll be with us. Also, we'll dive into more about Netflix and Disney+ and their upcoming efforts at ad-supported formats with the Vice President of Media for top agency Rakuten Advertising, Amber Lockwood. That's coming up a week from Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And don't forget to be with us a month from today, August 1st, the first Monday of August, 2022, because that's when we will mark 15 years of the program about TV's current and future. Our Tomorrow Be Televised 50th anniversary episode will take place with a live two-hour edition, 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 p.m. Pacific. That's 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 p.m. Pacific. We expect to have a major TV executive guest each hour for most of the hour. You'll have an opportunity to phone and chat room in your questions and comments. We'll only have one commercial promotional break during the hour at the bottom of the hour, and we will probably forego our regular features except for news notes so that we can give you as maximum time to be with our executives. And I hope that very shortly, as early as next week, we can finally give you the people who are going to be on. We are very close to one of our guests. A couple other people are on the fence. Hopefully, yes. And we're still inviting more people to be on. So hopefully next week, more details. I apologize. I thought we were going to have them this week. Unfortunately, I think 4th weekend got in the way a little bit. And hopefully next week, we'll start giving you those details. So be with us. Mark your calendars. Monday, August 1st, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, noon to 2 p.m. Pacific. Tomorrow Be Televised. 15th anniversary, kickoff of year 16. Be with us live. It's going to be absolutely amazing. If you joined us today late, you want to catch up an episode you missed, we give you a couple ways to do it. Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out our podcast. More and more of them are popping to our front every day or every week. Remember, we're on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on Apple TV devices. We're on Amazon Music in part through Vizio Smart TV sets, Apple Podcasts. We're on Verbal, Reason, Acast, and now Google Podcasts. Again, thank you to Google and their podcast unit for allowing us to become part of their family. And again, if you want to catch us there, it's podcast.google.com. Put Tomorrow Be Televised in the search bar, and you are there. We love hearing from you. So what did you think about our show today? I'm sorry again that we didn't have our guests pop in. We will make up for that down the road. And what's your thoughts on where TV is at and where it's going? What do you think about my list of the top five developments so far this year and the top five to come? Love to hear from you. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. I do respond to what you have to say within 24 hours. Don't forget, you use the email for our classic trivia questions every week. Also, our regular feature is Show to Know. Is there a TV show that you like that doesn't get enough attention? We want to give it the attention, and we'll do it when we hear from you. So tell us the program. Let us know why you think it ought to be featured. And if we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. One more time, find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Whatever you say, we respond back to it within 24 hours. Why? Because we believe around here that what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not, say, those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is BTR General Manager. Jay Sonnenberg is Head of Content. Website service provided by On Podium, the internet's new podcast outpost. Guitarist Vegas is our web coordinator. Tomorrow We Televise is brought to you by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. Makes a great gift for you or someone you love. Remember, for all details, it's audibletrial.com/televise. Remember, if you're an Amazon Prime customer and you go with a one-month trial, you get two audiobooks for your trial. If you become a subscriber, you get the first 3 months free. That's a limited offer. First 3 months free, and it makes a great gift for you or someone you love. One more time, it's audibletrial.com/televise. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. All of us at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, all of our podcast stations and On Podium wish you a fantastic, safe, beautiful, joyful July 4th weekend. Make it the best ever. If you are thinking about doing fireworks, leave it to the experts. Don't play with them. Let somebody else who knows how to do it, do it. And keep in mind why 4th of July is so special. We wouldn't be here as a nation without it. And we will be back with you on Tuesday, not Monday, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, all of our podcast stations, and our On Podium website. Again, whatever you're doing between now and then, make it safe, make it great. If you haven't been vaccinated, see your doctor. Find out about medical treatments that are available to you as an alternative to vaccines and boosters. Remember, many of these treatments are available now by prescription, and in some cases without a prescription. In many cases, it's free and available at a local pharmacy near you. And then make a great choice, your choice. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned. And happy birthday, America.